GM just changed the game on parts documentation, and most shops don't know it yet. They rewrote their position statements. Gone is the soft guidance language. What's in there now is strictly prohibits. As in, GM strictly prohibits the use of non-OEM parts on structural and safety critical repairs. That's not a suggestion. That's a citation waiting to happen. Here's what that means Monday morning. Every GM supplement you write where you've spec'd aftermarket on anything structural, you need the OEM position statement pulled and attached before the adjuster even asks, because they will ask. And when collision coverage losses just ticked up for the first time in 2 years, carriers are going to be leaning on every line they can push back on. That's the connection nobody's making loud enough. Insurers just posted higher paid claims per accident in Q1. Losses are up. That means the scrutiny is coming, and it's coming fast. They're not going to absorb that number quietly. They're going to find it somewhere on your RO. So here's the play. Pull the GM position statement now, not when you're in the middle of a supplement argument. Now, know exactly which part categories it covers. Document your parts choices before anyone questions them. That's not extra work. That's how you stop losing the argument before it starts. The OEM already wrote your defense. You just have to use it.